Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, as we look at the lockbox challenge. $610,961.
Yeah, let's just remind everybody, we asked for $500,000 in the lockbox. We got it. And then we said, this is a golden opportunity to protect ourselves. Look, there's a lot of talk going back and forth as to whether or not the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will be privatized. And that was said by the Breitbart people, and their guy, Steve Bannon, is in the White House. Now, there has been some pushback from some members of Congress who say, we don't want this. We don't know what's going to happen. But the one thing that we can do is be prudent and make sure that if they do, there's this First Amendment fund, and we're within striking distance of making that $133,000, which would be one-third of what we need that we would get ordinarily from the federal government. So it's just great. And we thank everybody who's done something. It really is unbelievable.
WAMC.org. Well, from there to what's in the headlines, and I'm seeing there's somewhat of a fuss over something called the Johnson Amendment. Alan, explain.
The IRS forbids, under the Johnson Amendment, churches from making formal endorsements. It's probably silly because everybody knows where these churches are going. I happen to believe in a First Amendment and a First Amendment right. And I think, as much as I hate to say it, there is an argument to be made that you don't put limits on what churches can do. Now, WAMC, for example, does not make any endorsements. We don't have editorials like the Berkshire Eagle does. They meet, they decide what their editorial endorsements will be. We don't do that. So I get it. But on the other hand, we do know why Trump is doing it. It is an olive branch to the people who supported him. And yet, I think there is something to be said for not having the IRS step in and say what an organization can or can't do. I know that this runs contrary to the way a lot of liberals and other people feel, but just think what they can do to one group, they can do to another.
Well, let's move to education. Quite a fight going on over Betsy DeVos. An editorial in the Times today wanted one Republican with integrity to defeat DeVos.
My feeling about that is when the two remarkable women Republican senators came forward, if they had a third, that third would have been with them. But it must be tempting for some because Ms. DeVos is a terrible candidate. She is not an education person. She doesn't know her theory. She doesn't know what she's doing. That was brought out in the hearings thus far. And I think that the administration is worried because there must be some back channeling going on, which is some people who are wavering, letting the White House know and saying it would be better withdraw the nomination, I'm sure, than face rejection. On its face, you would think she'd make it, as each of his people have. One way or the other, the Republicans, they suspend rules, they change the way they're doing things. Nevertheless, the fact that it's been held back indicates that they must really have some real trouble.
Trouble in a poll. Gallup poll, Alan, out now, says one part of it, at least, Trump's overall job approval. 43% approve of the new president, 52% disapprove, and then there's 6% who had no opinion.
Sounds a lot, David, like the election. Hillary Clinton got more votes. I don't know why, when Trump was on the phone with one of those foreign leaders, I think the Australian fellow, he was bragging that he had a resounding electoral college victory. He did, but he didn't win the popular vote. He knows it, and it's very much on his mind. So he said he was going to do certain things. He's doing those things. Most people say he's going too fast. Nevertheless, it is something that I don't think we're going to see any change in.
Are we seeing a change in New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, who's been attacked from both sides of the aisle for how he's going to handle Republicans? And we see now he and his leadership team are now going to refuse to meet with Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
Well, turnabout is certainly fair play. And I think that the Republican bad behavior, not meeting their constitutional obligations, deserves a real slap. And this is a slap. Now, of course, they're in the minority. And if the Senate Republicans impose the nuclear option, they're going to do it. Then what are the Democrats going to do? But I do think it is correct to remind the American people about the terrible actions by the Republicans denying the Obama choice, which was really outrageous.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, two words, WAMC.org, and thank you.
Thank you is right. And for all of those who are out there saying, what should I do? This is a pretty good thing to do to make sure that this freedom of speech of ours continues. Go to WAMC.org. We are really depending on you.